I'm St. John Flynn. Thank you for joining us here on The Front Row. After his successes as the lyricist for the musicals West Side Story, Gypsy, and Do I Hear a Waltz, his triumph in creating both the words and the music for A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, and the lone failure of the early years of his career, Anyone Can Whistle, Stephen Sondheim began to experiment with the traditional structure of the Broadway musical. His 1970 show, Company, does not have a linear plotline. Rather, it consists of a series of vignettes in which the central character, Bobby, a seemingly perfectly happy 35-year-old single guy, observes, participates in, catalyzes, or is the third wheel in a series of encounters, interactions, activities, or discussions with his best friends, the five married couples who constitute his social circle. Houston's Masquerade Theatre has mounted a new production of Stephen Sondheim's Company. It opens Saturday and runs two weekends at the Hobby Centre Zilker Hall. The group's artistic director, Philip Duggins, brought along half a dozen members of his cast, and they got together with Bob Stevenson in KUHF's Geary Performance Studio for a preview of the show.
Another 100 people just got off of the train and came up through the ground, while another 100 people just got off of the bus and are looking around at another 100 people who got off of the plane, who are looking at us, who got off of the train and the plane and the bus maybe yesterday. It's a city of strangers. Some come to work, some to play. A city of strangers. Some come to stare, some to stay. And every day, guarded parks, by the rusty fountains and the dusty trees with the battered barks, and they walk together past the postered walls with the crude remarks, and they meet at parties through their friends of friends who they never know. Will you pick me up, or do I meet you there, or should we let it go? Did you get my message, 'cause I looked in vain? Can we see each other Tuesday if it doesn't rain? Look, I'll call you in the morning, or my service will explain. And another 100 people just got off of the train. And they find each other in the crowded streets, in the guarded parks, by the rusty fountains and the dusty trees with the battered bars. They walk together past the postered walls with the crude remarks, and they meet at parties through their friends of friends who they never know. Will you pick me up, or do I meet you there, or should we let it go? Did you get my message, 'cause I looked in vain? Can we see each other Tuesday if it doesn't rain? Look, I'll call you in the morning, or my service will explain. Another 100 people just got off of the train.
from Masquerade Theatre's new production of the Stephen Sondheim Musical Company, we heard Libby Evans in the role of Marta singing the song Another 100 People, Sally Gardner at the piano. Executive and Artistic Director of Masquerade Theatre, Philip Duggins. This show is generally regarded as the first of Stephen Sondheim's sort of experimental musicals, a concept show that doesn't have a sort of straight A to B through Z narrative story, but it
Correct.
It kind of wanders all over the place plot wise.
Well, it does in one way, but the whole purpose of the show, or the point of the show, I think, and the way it ended up being, is it is about one character, a central character named Robert, and he's turning 35, and it's really bits and pieces of his life, and I think from the bits and pieces he's trying to collect, you know, to kind of know what is where he's been and where he's going. So to me, it does kind of fit together. Okay. Does it go direct?
But don't you know mean to say that it's not coherent.
Right.
Because, as you said, there's this central character of Bobby, and the show's all about relationships.
It is.
Bobby is single and has never been married, and all of his friends are married couples. So we sort of see him in these vignettes.
He's that third wheel, that outsider guy.
With each of these five married couples who form his sort of support group, his company.
Exactly.
And how he reacts to them and their relationships and how they regard him. I gather that most of the women in his circle think that he should be married, and the guys have sort of mixed feelings about it.
That's pretty much hitting it correctly.
Luke Robel and Icardo Rivera are going to sing the next song. These are two of Bobby's married friends, two of Bobby's male married friends.
Right.
And I guess he asks a question of them and gets this song as a response.
Right. It's the end of Harry's scene with his wife, Sarah, and Bobby. And I play Harry.
Harry is your character. Yeah,
that's correct. And he asks if I'm happy that I'm married, or if I ever regretted being married.
Okay.
How does it feel? And then the next song is essentially a response to that. And it kind of carries through the show in terms of most of the married men in the show. I think the sentiment of this song kind of plays itself out. So I'm joined by two other of the husbands in the show as well.
So, kind of telegraphing their position here, the title of the song is Sorry-Grateful.
Right.
From Stephen Sondheim's Musical Company, we hear Luke Robel as Harry and Icardo Rivera as David, with Sally Gardner at the piano. You're listening to The Front Row on Houston Public Radio.
You're always sorry. Grateful, you're always wondering what might have been. Then she walks in, and still you're sorry, and still you're grateful, and still you wonder, and still you doubt, and she goes. Everything's different, nothing's changed, only maybe slightly rearranged. You're sorry, grateful, regretful, happy. Why look for answers when none occur? You always are what you always were, which has nothing to do with, all to do with her. Still alone. were, which has nothing to do with all to do with her. You'll always be what you always were, which has nothing to do.
KUHF's George Geary Performance Studio on the front row, the song Sorry Grateful from the musical Company, words and music by Stephen Sondheim, performed by two members of the Masquerade Theater Company's new production of Company, Luke Robel as Harry and Icardo Rivera as David, two of the main character of this show's married friends, that main character being Robert or Bobby or Robbo, depending on who's talking about him. Who, as we've pointed out, Philip Duggins has never been married, but we must remember that this show came out in 1970, which was the beginning of the decade of no commitment.
Exactly.
And that seems to be Robert's problem.
That is his problem. He's not sure what he wants or if he even wants that. So that's part of his journey in this show, is trying to figure out what he wants, because he truly doesn't know what he wants.
Yes. Which isn't to say that he hasn't been seeing a few ladies. In fact, he seems to be, in the course of this show, dating three different women.
Oh, yes.
Who are all here at the microphones. Let's have the folks identify each of their characters. Libby Evans, we've already heard from you. You play Marta. How do you characterize your character?
Marta is the character in the show, out of the girlfriend. She's the one that's, like, all about New York. She's, like, she moved there, and everything is perfect there. Like, she couldn't imagine any place that's any better than New York City. And she's kind of trying to bring that side of him out, just that carefree, like, let's go with the flow, because she thinks that he's, like, really uptight.
And she may be exactly right on that subject. Michelle Masicek, you play April.
That's correct.
Tell us about her.
April is a flight attendant who is somewhat, no pun intended, but flighty.
Seems appropriate.
Who has more of a, I guess, physical relationship with Bobby. And
in fact, there's a little sort of sex scene in the
pseudo
second.
Pseudo sex
scene. with dancing.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And Christina Sullivan, you're filling in for Catherine Taylor today.
Yes.
In the part of Kathy. What can you tell us about Kathy?
I think she's probably had the most substantial relationship with Bobby of the three girls. You learn about her in her scene. You learn that they both really do love each other. And at various times in the relationship, both had thought about marriage, but it just never came to pass. And
right. Now she's engaged to somebody
else.
She's
engaged.
Right?
She's moving back to Cape Cod and getting married to somebody else.
Well, he let another one go. That may teach him and it may not. Well, Robert's inability to make a commitment to any of these three women results in the song You Could Drive a Person Crazy, sung by Marta, Kathy, and April, in the persons of Libby Evans, Christina Sullivan, and Michelle Masicek, from the cast of Masquerade Theater's production of Stephen Sondheim's Company. Sally Gardner's at the piano. You're listening to The Front Row on Houston Public Radio.
You could drive a person crazy. You could drive a person mad. First you make a person hazy, so a person could be had. Then you leave a person dangling sadly outside your door, which it only makes a person gladly want you even more. I could understand a person if he had to go away. I could understand a person if he happened to be gay. Crazy person himself. I
should pass the test like a lump. It's hard to bag a bag of door coercing a bull to try and get you over your rump. So single and attentive and attractive a man is everything a person could wish. But turning off a person is the act of a man who likes to pull the hooks out of a fish. Knock, knock, is anybody there? Knock, knock, it really is. Person feel all huggy while you make her feel a fool. When a person says that you've upset her, that's when you're good. You impersonate a person better than a zombie should. I could understand a person if he wasn't good in bed. I could understand a person if he actually was dead.
Okay, there's the brilliant lyricist Stephen Sondheim at his best, his pseudo-Andrews Sisters number from his 1970 musical Company, performed from the Masquerade Theater's new production of Company by the main character Robbie's three girlfriends, Marta, Kathy, and April, played here by Libby Evans, Christina Sullivan filling in for Catherine Taylor, who couldn't be with us today, and Michelle Masicek, Sally Gardner at the piano. We've been talking about the character Robert or Bobby, who is the sort of connecting tissue that unites all of these vignettes between him and his married friends, but we haven't heard from him yet. So what's going on in the show Luther Chakurian when Bobby sings Being Alive?
Being Alive is positioned at the end of the show, and the scene prior, he is propositioned sex by the character of Joanne. And
who is one of the married wives of his couple wives. Friends. Yes, okay.
And he says no. And she says, I will take care of you. And for once in his life, it slips. And his line is, who will I take care of? Meaning that he is ready for something deeper, a deeper relationship, whether it's platonic or romantic. He is ready to dig deeper. And the song is about the fear of ending up alone. It's about the fear of being uninvolved. It's about living in the moment and not worrying about the past or the future. Huh. It's about loving yourself, accepting yourself so that you can actually reach out and love others. It's about tearing down your protective walls and throwing the doors open and saying, look, this is who I am. Love me or hate me. Accept me or reject me. And it's all a part of the process of being alive.
So if the dramatic arc of a theatrical piece has to do with one or the other of the characters undergoing some sort of transformation or change, this being propositioned produces the epiphany in Bobby's life that brings about this change right at the end of the show.
Right at the end of the show, exactly.
Being Alive is the name of the song, words and music by Stephen Sondheim from his musical Company. For Masquerade Theater's new production of the show, here is Luther Chakurian as the main character Bobby to sing the song with Sally Gardner at the piano. You're listening to The Front Row on Houston Public Radio.
Somebody hold me too close. Somebody hurt me too deep. Somebody sit in my chair and ruin my sleep and make me aware of being alive. Being alive. Somebody need me too much. Somebody know me too well. Somebody pull me up short and put me through hell and give me support for being alive. Make me alive. Make me alive. Make me confused. Mock me with praise. Let me be used. Vary my days. But with love, somebody force me to care, somebody let me come through, I'll always be there, as frightened as you, to help us survive, being alive, being alive, being alive.
From KUHF's George Geary Performance Studio, Luther Chakurian in the role of Bobby from Masquerade Theater's production of the Stephen Sondheim Musical Company sang the big song at the end of the show, Being Alive. Sally Gardner at the piano. Executive and artistic director, Philip Duggins. Do you have something for KUHF listeners who might be interested in seeing your production of Company?
Yes, we do for this show. As you know, we opened this weekend on Saturday,
right?
And we do have some tickets to give away for this Saturday and Sunday to your listeners. So we have, I think, 8 pairs for each night. So it's first come, first serve. So the first ones to call the box office right now and line up those tickets, they'll have them waiting for them.
You have 8 pairs of tickets for each of
yes,
this weekend's
for each of the
two
first
two
of the first weekend. Yes.
So we will have 16 winners this afternoon.
That is correct.
Who call which number?
Call the box office at the Masquerade Theater, which is 713-861-7045.
Say that again.
713-861-7045.
Philip Duggins is the founder and executive and artistic director of Masquerade Theater and stage directed and produced their production of Company, which opens this weekend at the Hobby Center. Thank you for being here, Mr. Duggins.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
Thanks also to Sally Gardner, who was the pianist today, and to our performers, Luke Robel as Harry, Icardo Rivera as David, Libby Evans as Marta, Christina Sullivan filling in for Catherine Taylor in the role of Kathy, another of Robbie's girlfriends, Michelle Masicek as April, and Luther Chakurian as the main character Bobby from Company. Thank you all for being here, for entertaining us so delightfully this afternoon. Thanks also to our audio producer for this segment from the KUHF George Geary Performance Studio, Todd Holslander. For The Front Row, I'm Bob Stevenson.
Masquerade Theatre presents Stephen Sondheim's Company. There are shows at 8 o'clock Saturday night and 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon this weekend and next in the Hobby Centre's Zilker Hall downtown. Tickets are available from the Hobby Centre's box office. That number is 713-315-2525. They're also available on the web, and we have posted links to the Masquerade Theatre and Hobby Centre websites at kuhf.org/thefrontrow.